go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 876.
Today we hear from Herbert, who asks,
I've heard you talk about Libra and OpenOffice, Scrivener, Word, Google Docs, etc. What are your thoughts on writing with very text-centric tools such as Vim or Emacs? Have you written with Emacs and used any special modes such as org mode? Similarly, for layout, have you used a member of the TeX or Roth families to lay out or print electronic
files? Funny you should mention that.
I can answer the second half of that question. I do use Lix to do the print book layouts. And if you are comfortable with using markup languages, it will probably be easier for you to learn to do that than it was for me. But yeah, it is totally doable.
As for me, my first word processor was WordStar 2.0 for CPM, and that was an embedded layout system. Turns out, winds up being very like HTML in a lot of ways, so the tags are different, as most markup languages are. But by the time I was introduced to Emacs, I was already well north of 20, and I had not done composition in embedded space in a long time, and I had gotten spoiled by and used to just going and going, especially, which was especially important because I tended at the time to use a lot of italics and a lot of bold in my fiction. I've since learned how to go without that most of the time. You know, it's like when you learn a guitar and you want to learn all the cool licks, and then you have to learn how to play straight and earn the thrills that those licks would get you legitimately, and then you can bring back in the special afterwards, and it's really special. I think there's an adoption curve like that for almost every art form, medium, skill set, that sort of thing. So to answer your question, no, I have not done much writing in Vim or Emacs, though I've used both in a hackerly capacity. I do sometimes, when I just want not to be distracted, I will compose in Nano or in Mousepad. So I have, when I am wanting a stripped-down environment, I'll use Mousepad or Gedit or sometimes even Nano to just do straight text-only composition. But Emacs is its own religion, and it's an amazingly powerful program, and you can pretty much spit LaTeX out of it, you can spit TeX out of it, you can spit EPUB out of it, you can spit everything out of it if you've got the right set of plugins or extensions, or you write them. But it's a whole environment, and I've put a lot of time into developing systems that are filled with tools that simply aren't going anywhere. And although Emacs will never go anywhere either, it would be redundant with what I've got now. But if you like Emacs, then yeah, you can put it to amazing use. If I remember right, Cory Doctorow writes in Emacs, though I could be remembering wrong. So, as Kitty said, LaTeX is fantastic for book layout. Thank you very much for the question, Herbert. Oh, and those of you listening who don't know what any of this stuff is, all of it is free, open source software. And you don't have to pay for it, and the data is open format, so if the projects ever go away, you can still get your data out of it, as opposed to some companies from, like, Cupertino or Redmond, Washington, or Sunnyvale. Not that we know who they are. So, yeah. Thanks for the question, Herbert. And we'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty McKeon and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2021 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2021 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't